Enlighten us. Well, what is your idea of what we should do with gold? Is it all in Fort Knox, or should we start digging it up?
I just said we should obey the Constitution, make gold and silver legal tender. Why doesn't he care or anybody care about the Constitution? Right now, nobody legalized paper money. Where did it come from? They just ignore it. They talk about the Constitution when it pleases them, but when it doesn't please them, like going to war without a declaration. Go bomb Iran. You know, they might get a nuclear weapon. Well, is there a declaration of war? Why is it that some people, you know, think we should obey the Constitution sometimes, but another time?
So that wasn't so bad. You didn't want to explain that to O'Reilly?
Well, he wouldn't have understood it.
Thank you very much.
All right, here now is Jesse Waters. Now, I have read the Constitution. It doesn't say anything about gold and silver. What is he talking about?
He's misreading the Constitution, and this theory of his has been around for quite some time. It's just not taken very seriously in most circles. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says Congress has the ability to coin money and regulate the currency, and doesn't say anything about gold or silver.
Right.
What I think he's saying is that Article 10 does not allow the states to print money. And that's just because you don't want to have Massachusetts having one currency and New York having another. That's chaos.
Right.
And he's misinterpreting that.
Okay. And also, there is a part of that in the states thing that says if they're going to have any coinage at all, that has to be simpatico with the United States. They have to use gold or silver. They can't use, you know, mutton to do that.
Right.
All right. So...
No,
I know that I, according to him, don't understand economics, but I think I understand the Constitution a little bit, because in 1971, we went off the gold standard under President Nixon into the Federal Reserve notes because we were a worldwide currency. And remember, everybody, before that, you could redeem your money for gold and silver, and government simply couldn't do it now. So what are we to think of Ron Paul? I mean, is he a loon? I mean, what are we to think of him? When he comes up with this kind of stuff, I don't really know.
Well, he has a very large following, and I expected him to be a little nicer to you, but he was very curmudgeon-y.
He doesn't like me.
No, he doesn't like you. And then afterwards, he said to me, you know, Bill wouldn't let me talk, but you would, Jesse, so thank you.
Well, you know...